Welcome back, everyone. Next up this morning, we have the dynamic duo of Ryan Estes and Sarah Glaser. Ryan is an attorney at the Austin-based Kaplan Law Firm, where he represents employees bringing claims of discrimination, retaliation, and unpaid wages. He also handles contractual disputes and complex class action litigation. Sarah heads the Employment Law Practice Group at Lloyd Gosling, where she focuses her practice on employment law compliance for her business and governmental entity clients. She also defends employers before governmental agencies and when they're sued in state or federal court. Ryan and Sarah will discuss the difference between disparate treatment and disparate impact claims. And Ryan and Sarah, that's your cue to please take it away.
Thank you, Nicole. Good morning, everyone. Ryan and I are really excited to get to present this information to you together because we are on either side of the aisle, and so it gives us this really great opportunity to talk about all of these concepts from both sides of the aisle, and to share practical tips and information that you, if you were just hearing this from just me or just from Ryan, you may not hear the other side's perspective. So it's going to be fun, and we're going to go back and forth, chiming in on each other's slides as we work through our PowerPoint with the intent of making this fun and a little bit informal and having a good time. So with that said, I will jump into our first few slides, which are a basic overview of the law of workplace discrimination and harassment, and some practical details that will set everyone in the at the right base level of information as we start talking about how to bring claims and how to defend against them as well. So with that said, as a very basic overview, if you were to boil down the law of workplace discrimination and harassment and took out all of the citations to particular statutes or the various case law interpretations that make this a complicated area of law that Ryan and I both based our entire career on, if you were to boil it down to one specific slide, you could do it with these four sentences. And the first two are the ones that we're going to primarily focus on in this presentation, but I think for the sake of being complete, we've got all four here. So the first is that a person ought to be able to go to their job and not be harassed, bullied, or made to feel uncomfortable about what we would call protected differences or protected classifications or characteristics. And I have a slide right after this where we'll go through what each classification is as it's set forth by the law. But at its base level, a person ought to be able to go into their job and not be treated badly, or made uncomfortable about a particular characteristic that's protected by the law. Secondly, not only should a person be able to go into their job and be comfortable and everyone is not mean to them or harassing them, but they should be considered for employment opportunities, things like hiring, promotion, discipline, termination, and other terms and conditions of their job without regard for these protected differences. In other words, your race or your sex should have no impact on whether you are hired or fired for your job. And then third and fourth, in addition to these obligations not to harass or discriminate against a person, an employee or an applicant, laws like the ADA and Title VII, and now the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, also create affirmative obligations for employers to reasonably accommodate their employees in certain instances. And those instances are when they have a disability that is impacting their ability to perform the essential functions of the job, or when they have a sincerely held religious belief that is interfering with the requirements of their job. And now, most recently, when there is some impact of a pregnancy, childbirth, or some other related medical condition, when something related to that is impacting their ability to do the job, the employer has an obligation to see whether they can accommodate those limitations.